Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Welcome to Legal Nurse Podcast. This is Pat Iyer, and I have with me Sandy Lawrence, who I first met at a Novice to Advanced Marketing System conference, which is the group run by David Perdue. David has provided me with a podcast for this show, so you have an opportunity to learn more about David and internet marketing by listening to that podcast. Sandy has a related focus. She is focused primarily in the area of public relations. She describes herself as a people person who works passionately to help take her clients' message to the world and help them break through, get noticed, and be known. Her PR skills are available to anyone who needs a truly perceptive public relations expert. She's a publicist, an international speaker, best-selling author, and the creator of do-it-yourself PR programs. And Sandy is the founder and CEO of Perceptive Public Relations. Thank you so much, Sandy, for joining us in this show today.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate it. It was great to meet you a few years ago, and then to find out that we're doing some more work together through some of our mutual coaches and people that we've met along the way. So thank you for inviting me to be part of your podcast.
Well, thank you. We described you as a publicist. Let's start with defining that term. What is a publicist?
So I loved that you asked that question because I think that does confuse a lot of people. Most people connect publicist with, you know, somebody that's in the theater or the movies or an entertainer, because we always hear about their publicist and their publicist scheduled this show. And so that's how I became familiar with the term before I became a publicist. And now I understand and am comfortable with, I am a person that represents my clients, whether they are entertainers, which I don't work with entertainers specifically. My clients are either authors, business owners, speakers, someone who wants to become, as you said, visible. That's my tagline is I help people break through, which is break through all the noise, get noticed, and be known. As a publicist, I do a lot of things for my clients. I represent them, as I said. So if they're looking to have their information, their book, their company, their product launch in the media, have someone interview them about it on radio or television, or if they want to get visibility in social media, that's what I do for them, is I work through the different vehicles that are available. And my first thing I do, though, is find out who are they and what is their story and what is their product or service, and then how does the media, well, why would the media be interested, and what is their goal? Why do they want the media to be interested? Why do they want people to know who they are? And so once I understand their goals, then I can put together a plan for how I introduce them to the media through, as I said, the various vehicles like social media, press releases, radio, television, interviews, all of the above.
And we'll be talking about some of those vehicles in this program, but first, what is public relations? I know I've used that term in your introduction, and you've talked about being a publicist, but in broad terms, what is public relations?
In broad terms, the Public Relations Society of America says that public relations is a strategic communication that builds mutually beneficial relationships between organizations and their public. Now, I think that's a big, you know, big statement. That what does that mean, really? And it kind of means the same thing as that I am a publicist means I am the person who does public relations work for my clients. So the main thing I do for my clients is to first have a strategic communication plan for them, and then to delve into that and do the services that would give them that relationship with their public. So an author, I introduce them to the people who would be interested in reading their book. So it's the same as, it's a little bit like marketing in that we determine who is their target market, who is the reader that would be interested in reading their book. In your case, when you're looking at legal nurses, you would look at who would hire a legal nurse. I know you're the consultant and you do a lot with them. So what would be your, you know, you would think about what would be your goal for reaching them and how would you help them reach their goals. That's what I do for my clients. Only in the PR, public relations world, it's all about giving them visibility versus giving them a product to, you know, get to the marketing is getting a product from the people that create it to the people that purchase it. So same with public relations, it's to get the message. It's a communication type message that we get from the client to their public. That was a long way of saying that, I know. and it gets more, I found myself getting more confused the more I'm explaining it. So basically the simple answer is helping my clients get visibility to the people who would want to purchase their services or products.
And I know that legal nurse consultants are aware that there are other people who have the same expertise that are competing with them for visibility. Legal nurse consultants are also small business owners. So the question I have for you is to give us a little bit of a sense of historical perspective. Is it easier or harder for small business owners to get the attention of their prospects and clients than it was, say, 10 years ago?
So you came up with good questions. I love these questions. Make me think. So I don't believe there's a difference in how difficult it is. There's always been a challenge on how to get your message to your public, or how you to get your message to your potential clients. As a small business owner myself, how do I reach out and get those people that are interested in publicity, that have the money to hire a publicist or public relations firm, and have an interest in, you know, increasing their visibility? That's my goal for me, and I don't see that it's any more difficult now than it was when I started my company 15 years ago. This is the difference I do see. There's a lot more people out there, and it's a lot easier to be online and get visibility today than it was 15 years ago because of all the social media, because of the internet, because of Google, all those things that we're very familiar with. It's a lot more people. Because it's easier, a lot more people are doing it. So that means, yes, there's a lot more noise out there than there was 15 years ago. However, 15 years ago, I didn't have social media to help me get publicity. I didn't have email marketing to get publicity. I didn't have a lot of the things I do now. 15 years ago, when I wanted to send out a press release, I had to send them one at a time by fax. They didn't like it. They didn't trust email at that time. So I had to fax press releases unless I called them and they said it was okay to email them. So you can imagine that was a very slow process. So getting one press release out to the multitudes just didn't happen. I mean, we took the ones that we thought would be the most appropriate, and I had some great results then. I mean, I loved then as well as now. Now, I mean, I can send one press release and I can pay a distribution company $65 or $70 and they guarantee me 500 placements or more. And that's not counting the social media and the other places that people could see it. So while it's easier, you know, again, there's a lot, not more people doing it. So to me, it's kind of equal. You had to do a lot of work 15 years ago and to get the results. And we do the same amount of work today. Just have to be, for me, it means I have to be more tuned in to who is that target market. It's more important now than it was 15 years ago because we don't have time to get 500 press releases out to people that are never going to be interested in the product that I'm promoting, that I'm getting, or the author I'm getting visibility for. So now we have to be very targeted in our approach. Use the right vehicles. Look at who the audience is and understand where they are. With all the data mining that goes on today with Facebook and Google and all the others, it's, you know, you have the opportunity to learn that and still challenging to keep up with it. So I would say it's pretty equal. I, since I've been around a long time, I do use all of the traditional public relations methods that I did before. I just deliver them differently. So rather than fax it, I email it, or, you know, I take a picture of it and put it on social media. I publish it on LinkedIn if it's applicable there. I put it as a note on Facebook. I tweet about it. All of that. I do all of that now, where instead of faxing, which is what I did before, but it's the same principle.
You
did that answer where you wanted me to go with that?
Yeah, that was very helpful. I know that you mentioned press releases and talked about having to fax them one at a time. I remember those days quite well.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about what role press releases might play today.
So it's really a different role today than it was then. Then what I expected, or what we hoped for and what we prayed for, that's before I knew about creating. We hoped at that time that someone that we sent it to the right people, the ones who would be interested in publishing it in their newspaper or in coming and in interviewing my client, which I had both. I had, you know, people would pick it up on the newspaper side. I had several times I had a client that the television station sent out the camera person and the journalist to talk to them. So that's what I wanted a press release to accomplish 15 years, up until, you know, probably up until the last 5 or 6 years. That's what I hoped would happen. Now, a press release does more for your search capabilities. I mean, you still could get a call. We still send it individually to the Houston Business Journal and to the Houston Chronicle and to the local papers of our clients. I have one client in Binghamton, New York, and I've got the names of all the newspapers in that area, and we send her press releases there. We also do what I mentioned earlier, and that's paying a distribution company that will put them online, that will guarantee us placement on online publications, not print. So that means that if I go the day after or a day or two after I publish a press release for a client, I can put in a couple of the key words that we used, put in some words from the headline, because the headline is the first thing that Google picks up. I can see my client on the first page of Google, just, you know, all the way down the screen, and all about that one press release. And that will stay there for a while, and as long as we keep promoting it. So once we send it out that way, we'll usually find some of those places. They give me a report, shows me exactly where it was published. I can click on those, and I can actually see it, see my client's press release. And from there, I can share it. So then I'm not only sharing the press release, I'm sharing that this person's press release was on, you know, Good Morning America, or, you know, Good Morning Kansas, or whatever show it was on. That's what I share. So they get not only the publicity for their press release, they get the publicity that they were seen on this other site. And so the goal now of press releases is to get more visibility. So one of my clients is a technology company, so we are using words that it's a video communications company. So we use words so that when they search, they see the press release, and they can. We always, in the press release, of course, include links, so they can link to there and go find additional information. Something, again, that's different from 15 years ago when, you know, you couldn't click on a link, even though we did have websites then and all of that, but you couldn't put a link in a printed document. So that's changed as well. So the goal really of press releases today is visibility, more than interviews or more than print publications.
If you think about all the different ways that legal nurse consultants can employ public relations, what do you think is the most effective way?
So who is their target market?
They would be primarily attorneys who are handling cases involving medical issues.
Got it. Okay. So for publicity, I mean, so if I'm a lawyer and I've got a case that's I'm going to need a legal nurse or someone with legal expertise, how do I find them? How would I find you or one of your legal nurses that they're consulted for?
They would most likely do a search looking for a website of a legal nurse consultant. If they
is that the term they use, legal nurse consultant?
Yes. And okay. I think, honestly, the first thing that a well-connected attorney would do would be to pick up the phone and ask a colleague, who have you used? Or go on an attorney listserv and say, who have you used? But if those methods are not employed, then I think the next step is to do a website search.
So I did a search just now for legal nurse consultant, and the first thing below all the paid ones, which I always skip past those to see. So the first one is the American Association of Legal Nurse Consultants. Mm-hmm. Is that something that your group is part of?
Yes, I was president of that association for a year, and it is a professional association of legal nurse consultants. There is a directory, by the way, on that site, so it's interesting that you picked that up, because there is a way, once you're a member, to have your business listed in the directory, and that directory is open to people who are not members of the association, such as attorneys, as well as members of the association.
And I see that they have a blog, and they have other things, position statements, they have education. So my suggestion, so back to your original question, was what suggestions would I have for publicity for legal nurse consultants? So I would make sure that if they are a member here, that they promote that, because that might be, since that was the very first thing that came up, mm-hmm. If I were a lawyer looking for someone, I might go straight to that directory or straight to that website to find out what I should be looking for. So, again, in what I said about press releases, I would make sure I was the first one they saw. So that could mean doing press releases, just like I said, so that whatever, and you and I would have to discuss kind of what goes on in the life of a legal nurse consultant that we could publicize, because I'm sure there's going to be some, compliance stuff that they have to be careful of, and we would be too. Their story, their name, I would make sure it's out there in a press release talking about either they launched their business, it's an anniversary of their business. I would make sure that they're, now we haven't talked social media, and I know we're going to, but I would definitely make sure that they were really out there in social media. Again, using that credibility of being a member of that association or another association of legal nurse consultants. And then, then something about their history, something about their certification. I don't know all the certification programs that would be involved in your industry. When I work with you and I know that's going to happen someday. Pat, when I work with you, we'll do all that research and know exactly what's trending, what's coming up that's important for my technology company client. We found out that September 1st in Texas, which he's in Texas, and September 1st, there's a new law that goes into effect that anyone that has any call center cannot put the restriction of having to dial 9 first before they dial 911. And that's because someone died because their child was trying to dial 911 and didn't know that you had to dial 9 first because they were in a hotel.
Oh.
So that law is going into effect September 1st. So that's a biggie. I mean, that there's lots of publicity. They're trying to make it national, a national law. It's just now going into effect in Texas. So we're going to do a press release around that to go out on Thursday when that becomes a law. And I've got all the information I need about this person who died and all that. And then I can say, is your phone system, is your technology such, do you have a call center, and is it set up to allow people to dial 911 without dialing 9 or 8 or another number to get out? So that's what I would look for in the legal nurse industry, in the legal industry, in the medical field, is what's trending, what certifications are necessary, is there new certification that that the legal nurse consultants have to have, and if so, then we make sure that we tag that. When your clients are certified, we make sure people know this one is certified in this, which is the latest, whatever. And so those are some of the things that you do just to keep your name out there. But the big thing is, and this is for you, not whether you're working with me or not, but for you, as you help them understand how to get that publicity, and that's just to stay up to date on the latest, whatever's going on that's latest. And you can do that by just searching for trends in legal nursing, and make sure you put the year in there, because sometimes you're looking at trends that were 5 years old in Google if you're not careful. So staying up to date on the latest trends, keeping their name out there in social media, doing a press release on a regular basis that gives them an opportunity to be found when someone is searching for legal nurse is just a few of the tips.
Those are excellent points. I'd like to conclude this program in the remaining time that we have by talking about some of the tips for using social media to build a business. I know you've mentioned LinkedIn, you mentioned Twitter, you mentioned Facebook. Can you give us some recommendations for using social media to build a business?
Yes, absolutely. So I use social media to build relationships. So I would look to see who would they need to have a relationship with on any one of those platforms. And then without stalking, I would follow them and I would see. So I look at journalists, and a legal nurse could do that too. Look to see who's writing about legal nurse stuff. Like, what trade journals do you guys have that you would, you know, some people that write for them, and you want to build that relationship so they know who you are? Because writers are always going to be looking for someone to interview, looking for what's the latest thing going on in your field. They're always looking for that, and they're going to call or contact someone they know or someone that they know of. So if you're always following them, and one of the, so here's my process. If I see someone, like I have a new client that's a speaker, and she wants to speak at large events, and so I went online for women speakers, women, she's a Christian, she speaks on Christian topics, looked up that as well, and I found some people that were like really big names that I didn't think of as being in that industry. So immediately I went, followed them on Twitter, and this is what I always do. I follow them, and then I go to their Twitter page, which will show me their tweets. And I look down, and I find several, not just one or two, but five or six, that I really think, wow, this is great, and I will like it, and then I will retweet it and retweet it with a comment so that I can say thank you, whatever your name is, and put the at, you know, tag them. Thank you, for example, Pat Iyer, for this great information. I look forward to getting to know you. And then that's it. So they will see in their messaging and their notifications that you mentioned them, that I mentioned them to you. And so then, you know, I wait a few days, do it again. And if I see a tweet from them, I'll automatically just start. But a lot of times I won't see those tweets because they're really big people and they're not going to be tweeting specifically to me. So I follow them. And I will then take that same person and go over to Facebook because they always have a Facebook page, go like that page and comment on that page as well. And then I'll do the same thing. I use all three, almost equal. But specifically your field, that really does lend itself towards LinkedIn, I think. So I would definitely look there. And when you're looking for who to connect with on LinkedIn, look for, you know, the people you know would someday need a legal nurse or a legal nurse consultant. And so look for, use the search term legal or use the term attorney or use the term lawyer. And if you know it's a lawyer or attorney in a specific field, like one of my clients is a divorce attorney. So if you knew that the divorce attorneys might need legal nurses at some point, then, you know, find them and find who they are and follow them. You can't send too many connections to them on LinkedIn. It won't let you. But you can follow them, and you can mention them, and you can see what they're doing, what they're saying, and then you can share that so that other people see that you're sharing their information. So that's kind of a process I follow. And then if someone sends me or they follow me, I always send them a note back saying, thank you for following me. I look forward to connecting with you. And I don't have a copy paste. Because I change it up. If it was a legal nurse, if it was you and I saw you were a legal nurse consultant, then I would send back to you, thank you, Pat, for following me. I look forward to understanding what is a legal nurse consultant and how I might get to know you or something like that. So it's specific and not just one of those randomly, recorded things. Now, I do have a social media team. I could not do that for all my clients all the time and keep up with the press releases and everything else. So I have a social media team. I direct them on what to say. And so I'll say, you know, for Michelle Sism, here's what you're going to say. For, you know, this person, here's what you're going to say. And I give them a list, and we plan it, and we use that just so we can keep up. But I love doing it. So at night, if I'm not watching, I don't watch TV or anything like that normally, so I might just peruse all of my clients just for a few minutes each just to see what's going on with them and their Twitter and share some things and then go over and share some things on Facebook and that kind of thing. So that's how I use social media to increase my clients' visibility. The good thing for me is it increases my visibility at the same time, and I didn't understand that until 3 years ago when I was notified that I was in the top 100 social influencers in Houston. And I'm like, really? How did that happen? Because I know a lot of people who do social media for a living, and they weren't in that list. And so I contacted the guy. I did some research, found out who was doing it, contacted him, and he said, you are the influencer type that we're looking for, because you don't post a lot about you, you post a lot about other people, and that's what we were looking for. So this year I just got my notification. I'm number 20 in the top 100, and so I've been number 20, number 17, and now number 20 again. For the third year I've been there, and I just keep doing what I'm doing, and that's promoting my clients, which is what they pay me to do anyway. So it works out really well.
And that reinforces what our listeners will hear in Brian Basilico's podcast, and he talks about relationship marketing, making those connections with people, in offering them assistance, reaching out to them, not in a salesy, self-promotional way, but in terms of building a connection and being helpful to other people.
Yes, absolutely. I believe social media. Now, I'm a big believer in networking, and I used to do a lot of networking. I haven't had as much time recently because my business has just exploded this year. So I've done a lot more social networking than I did. It's still the same thing. It's just one's offline, one's online. I just think building those relationships is what's key to building a business. It's what's key to being visible. It is just one of the core things to do to when we're a small business owner.
Well, thank you, Sandy, so much for sharing your tips. How can our listeners learn more about you?
Well, as I said, I'm on all social media, so I am Sandy Lawrence, SandyLawrence, on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, everything. So find me, send me a friend request. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on Twitter, would love to hear from you there, or connect with me on LinkedIn, either one. I would love to connect with you. My website is perceptivepublicrelations.com. That's perceptive, P-E-R-C-E-P-T-I-V-E, publicrelations with an S, .com. And on there is my blog, and I do offer once a month we publish the PR tips for that month. And there is a free PR calendar that you can download if you're interested in knowing how to get publicity with using different holidays. So we just had a National Dog Day last week, and all these people posted pictures of them and their dog. So all social media posts should be either engaging, entertaining, or educating. So that's a great way to engage people is with your pet. So if you're looking for some kind of tips like that, they're available on my blog, and you can download the calendar for yourself. Also, I would love to hear from people. And so if you want to send me an email, it's Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, at perceptivepublicrelations.com. And I'm currently offering a free course, one of a PR mastery course series that I did. And this one is how to get publicity using social media. And if you'll send me an email, then I'll be happy to send you the link to go to that. So Sandy at perceptivepublicrelations.com.
Well, thank you for making that generous offer for our listeners, Sandy. This has been Legal Nurse Podcast with Sandy Lawrence. Please stay tuned for our next episode. Leave a review on iTunes. Please share us and let other people know about Legal Nurse Podcasts. And thank you so much for listening to this episode.
Thank you for having me, Pat.
Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this product. You'll put that code LISTENED in the coupon code box during checkout.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.